Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, glad that you're here. The season of preparation for the holidays is upon us, and it's nice to be able to celebrate with the Eastman Horn Choir this week. They're starting today's program with the carol Adestes Fidelis, O Come All Ye Faithful, as arranged by Carrie Turner.
Thank you.
Adestis Fidelis, O Come All Ye Faithful, as arranged by Carrie Turner, played by the Eastman Horn Choir, led by Professor Peter Kirau. And in the gathering spirit of the carol, the musicians started scattered throughout the hall and gradually drew together on the stage as the music coalesced into that beautiful arrangement of Adestes Fidelis. It's so wonderful to have the Eastman Horn Choir with us today. These students from the Eastman School of Music, under the direction of Professor Peter Kirau, play a wide variety of music for many horns, including beautiful old works from the Renaissance to newly composed music written for the ensemble, as well as a great variety of transcriptions from classical, romantic, and modern eras. This next piece is an arrangement of a romantic Russian choral piece, music written during the 20th century. Yergi Sviridov was a Russian composer known for choral pieces influenced by Orthodox chant, Eastern European folk music, and earlier Russian composers, including Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Sviridov was a student of Shostakovich and also wrote film and theater music and was well-known and highly regarded in Russia, but isn't particularly well-known outside of his country, except for a few pieces. Here is the Eastman Horn Choir conducted by Melissa Palfy in her arrangement of A Wondrous Birth by Yergi Sviridov.
Thank you.
A Wondrous Birth by 20th century Russian composer Yuri Spiridov, played by the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Melissa Palfi on Live from Hochstein. The Eastman Horn Choir is a world traveling group. They've performed internationally in Valencia, Spain, and Lahti, Finland over the years, and they play throughout our community, including at Eastman at Washington Square, here on Live from Hochstein, at Kilbourne Hall and at Eastman Theater, and also on this Music at St. Andrews and Music at St. John's series. And for the next few pieces, they'll be offering us selections from a holiday favorite that's been beloved since its premiere in Dublin, Ireland in 1742, Messiah by George Frederick Handel. We'll hear three selections in different arrangements, starting with For Unto Us This Child Is Born for the entire horn choir, as arranged by Christopher Jones. Here is the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Peter Curow, in For Unto Us A Child Is Born from Handel's Messiah. Unto Us A Child Is Born from Messiah by George Frederick Handel in an octet arrangement by Christopher Jones, played by members of the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Peter Curow on Live from Hochstein. In addition to his work as professor of horn at the Eastman School of Music and leading the Eastman Horn Choir, Peter Kiro is also the principal horn player of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. You can hear his colleagues in the RPO in a full performance of Messiah with the Rochester Oratorio Society on the radio this Christmas night, 8 p.m. on Classical 91.5 and 90.3. And you can find information about that program and all of our holiday programming on WXXI's radio and television services at wxxi.org/holiday. If you've ever been to a live performance of Messiah, you might have noticed something a little funny when the Hallelujah chorus comes around. People stand up. It's an old tradition that supposedly had its start when King George II stood up during the chorus when Messiah had its London premiere in 1743. One theory is he was so amazed at the music he showed his respect by standing. Other theories include that he just needed some relief from gout or from pins and needles, and that he had been sitting too long and simply wanted to stretch his legs. Regardless, it's a fun little tradition that has stuck, so you can stretch your legs or get carried away by the spirit if you want when we hear Hallelujah Chorus from Messiah, played here by the freshman and sophomore students of the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Maura McCune Corvington. Thank you. Hallelujah Chorus from Messiah by George Frederick Handel, played by the 12 freshmen and sophomores of the Eastman Horn Choir, led by Maura McCune-Corvington on Live from Hochstein. Thanks to those who joined in for the traditional standing during the Hallelujah Chorus. I've been a fan of that since I first experienced it at a concert as a kid and had no idea what was going on or why anyone was doing that. Well, these students are part of a tradition here that dates back to 1968 when the Eastman Horn Choir was founded by Vern Reynolds, who was professor of horn at the Eastman School of Music. He served as the horn choir's director until his retirement in 1995. And Peter Kuro has continued this tradition and brought new ones to the ensemble, which gives students opportunities to arrange and conduct, as well as playing this wonderful music for many horns. And we'll get to hear the Eastman Horn Choir with one more selection from Handel's Messiah, the Amen, conducted by Connor Landers, who also created this arrangement for horn choir. Amen from Messiah by George Frederick Handel, played by the Eastman Horn Choir, in an arrangement by Connor Landers, who was also conducting that performance. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School in downtown Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5, and streaming around the world at classical915.org. And hello to all the friends and family and alumni of the Eastman Horn Choir, who I hear are able to tune in via the web stream from all over to enjoy this annual tradition with us. We're moving into some lighter territory for this part of the program. Next up, we'll hear an octet of players from the Eastman Horn Choir playing a Christmas classic for us, Up on the Housetop. And while you may know it in recordings by Alvin and the Chipmunks or by Gene Autry, Kimberly Locke, or Jimmy Buffett, among many others, it actually dates all the way back to 1864. Up on the Housetop was written by Benjamin Hanby, a songwriter from Ohio, and it's one of the earliest secular Christmas songs and the first to focus on Santa Claus. Here is Up on the Housetop as arranged by Stephen Schuin for Horn Octet, conducted by Marie Smith. Up on the Housetop by Benjamin Hanby, arranged by Stephen Schuin and performed by an octet from the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Marie Smith on Live from Hochstein. Before we move about a century forward in time with the music, I want to take a moment to acknowledge all of the musicians here on stage who are assembling to play the last two pieces on the program. The few dozen or more horn players on stage today here are Joseph Albirico, Kristen Endlauer, Spencer Bay, Gretchen Berendt, Claire Bradley, Alana Clayton, Ava Conway, Abby Davidson, Elizabeth Easley, Jack Finlay, Amanda Friedman, Brianna Garcon, Kira Goya, Shin Hee, Emily Houston, Grace Kim, Tamara Kleinhentz, Connor Landers, Hannah Lewis, James Odermatt, Melissa Palfi, Catherine Perrine, Aziel Ressler, William Sands, Marie Smith, Tasha Shapiro, Emma Shaw, Fiona Stout, Elena Verone, and Madison Warren. And we're so glad they're here sharing music with us today. And now, here is a song written by two ad men of the 1950s, Joseph Carlton Beale and James Roth Booth. This is the Eastman Horn Choir with Jingle Bell Rock, as arranged and conducted by one of the students, Jack Finlay. Thank you. Jingle Bell Rock by Joseph Carlton Biel and James Roth Boot. Originally a hit recording in 1957 for Bobby Helms, played here by the Eastman Horn Choir in an arrangement by Jack Finley, who was also conducting that performance. And now, here at the end of the program, we come to a favorite traditional part of the Eastman Horn Choir's annual visit to Live from Hochstein, combination of Christmas songs with a couple classical orchestral licks, all woven together into a piece called Choir Carols. And this is my eighth year hosting this program for the Horns on Hochstein, and it's been here every year. The one of my favorite stories is that one year it almost wasn't. They had performed it so many times that Peter Curow thought maybe they should give Choir Carols a rest. But, as I recall, the students insisted. They were not tired of it at all, and they wanted to continue the tradition. So we're happy to have today's finale of Live from Hochstein be Choir Carols by Leonard Schwartz, arranged by Vern Reynolds, with the Eastman Horn Choir, conducted by Professor Peter Curow. Thank you. Carol by Leonard Schwartz, arranged by Vern Reynolds, played by the Eastman Horn Choir, led by Professor Peter Curow on Live from Hochstein. Hope you can tune in or stop by next week for a cup of good cheer with Madrigalia. You can find a complete schedule and selected past programs online at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Lindsay Brown. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. Special thanks to Michelle Scaglione at Hochstein for help with these programs. I'm Mona Segatola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.